Botswana headed Regional Bloc's virtual observer mission. President Mokgweetsi Masisi chairs the SADC organ on politics, defense and security. Masisi commended Tanzania for holding a peaceful election and congratulated Magufuli. Official results show Magufuli winning 84% of the votes, while his main rival Tundu Lissu received 13% in a contest which featured 15 presidential candidates. In a SADC statement, Masisi said the Regional Bloc was happy with how the election was conducted. The 16-member state body observed the elections virtually due to travel restrictions imposed as a result of COVID-19. Despite SADC's satisfaction with election day voting, the opposition has said the process was fraudulent. Masisi urged stakeholders in the election to settle any dispute through established legal channels. Johannesburg based political analyst and researcher Dr. Zenzo Moyo said the SADC's view of the Tanzania election was expected.
It is not really a surprise that SADC will go around in all these countries endorsing elections that would be perceived as unfair by the people on the ground, because for them, what they want to push more is more of a cooperative agenda than really fixing what the problems are.
Moyo said until there are structural changes, SADC will not criticize electoral processes within member states.
This, in effect, will continue throughout the region up until the structure that SADC follows is changed and altered. As long as that organ is the one that is responsible for elections, it is likely that a reigning president for a particular country will be endorsed.
An observer mission from the East African Community said the election was conducted in a regular manner. SADC will issue its final election report after gathering information from all stakeholders. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.